Okay, I would like to call to order the special meeting for the Groveland Community Service District, dated on January 31st at 10 a.m. your time, 3 p.m. my time. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of
Of
the
the
United
United
States
States of
of
America,
America and to the Republic for which it stands,
under
one
God,
nation,
indivisible,
independent, with
liberty, and
liberty
justice
and justice for all.
as planned. Time
That's
change.
not time delays.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of a lag in, like a 2 second lag thing too. So, okay, Rachel, do you want to call for attendance?
Yes, I do. Director Mora.
Present or virtually.
Director Kwiatkowski. Here. Director Armstrong.
Here.
Director Edwards.
Here.
And Director Swan.
Here.
All directors are present.
Perfect. And can I just stay up front because I am a tad off the grid. If for some reason we just lose connectivity, Janice, could you just take over the meeting?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have the first item up for dinner.
I love it. Four time zone she's
Excuse
in.
me. It's not dinner time. Do you want to just discuss this really quick, Pete, or do we just how do you want to address the number one
Sorry.
A?
We don't have public comments. Sorry, it's just a special meeting. I just want to convey it doesn't look like we have any members of the public virtually. We have no one in the audience here at the district office. We have legal counsel Eric Mims with us, but I'll convey the same message anyway. The items as they come up on the agenda, the board president will ask for public comments. We have one action item on the agenda today before we go into closed session. And if there are any members of the public that somehow are tuned in and I can't see them, you can submit comments in the chat function within the Zoom platform. You can use the raise your hand function within the Zoom platform and we'll call on you. And you can also submit any comments by email to board@gcsd.org. And just make sure those get to us before we close the public comment for the agenda item. We're ready to move on.
Can I add something real quick?
Sure.
Since we just saw the delay, how great it is, even just with a few seconds. Let's give Nancy a chance to say something that she wants to before anybody else perks up, please.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, so can we open it up to discussion then for the authorizing the general manager to procure a loan with Municipal Finance Corporation for the district's vehicle and equipment purchases? Any comments from the board? Or Pete, do you want to discuss it or do your intro first for it?
Yes, we have as it goes with any of these financings, the quotes that we receive are only good for a very short period of time. They don't always coincide with our board meetings. This is an equipment vehicle and equipment loan. And the reason that we're doing this is because we had 2 years of delays in the delivery of vehicles and equipment, and everything's coming at once, and we need to preserve our cash. Not that we're in a bad cash situation, but we're seeing long delays in project reimbursements, which is in many cases putting us in a situation where we're spending 2 months worth of money. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I see sidebar.
So I read the submittal before I left, and it was modified because we haven't received the documents yet. But if the two quotes are still referred to within the submittal, and Bob was
where
they are, because they're not, they were removed from the attachments when it was revised.
So do we have copies of that to distribute?
Yeah, we do now.
Okay.
We got them late Friday.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I didn't want to talk while we were in conversation. Couldn't hear. All right. Although interest rates have been going up significantly for most things, we were able to secure a 3.9% rate on this money. And as you can see, it's between all the vehicles. And again, these were programmed in. This is not going out to do something that's outside the budget. This is purchasing the reimbursing ourselves for the vehicles we've received within the last 60 days, and having money for those that we're waiting for. And that is, again, it's to preserve our cash flow so that we've got plenty of money to be able to pay the contractors as we go forward. And also just to make sure that we have cash flow for operations and contingencies. So we've received proposals and we need to authorize. We're looking for, because of the timing of receiving this information, basically after the packet was prepared and distributed, then what I'm looking for is the authorization from the board to sign the form from Municipal Finance Corporation, allowing them to prepare the loan documents and securing the rates that they've proposed. And then we will bring the loan agreement back to the board for ratification of our regular meeting. Hopefully we'll have all that stuff out then by our February 14th meeting. So the sheet that was just passed out is a 7-year and a 5-year financing. And it just makes much more sense to go with the 5-year. Nancy, do you have access to that?
She does not.
I think, Jen, go ahead and just grab your copy.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to email it over.
Okay, we're proposing to go with the 5-year loan. The installment payment, if we were to get the loan for the full amount of the amount that's listed in the agenda sheet,
$1,123,341.36. Nancy, I just emailed them to your email.
Okay, let me see if I can get to it.
What they quoted was different than what was provided for the total costs that we submitted.
Okay.
It didn't match identical.
So we'll be in the range of $1.1 million. However, the skip loader that we purchased for $115,624 may not be eligible for this loan because of the time that it was purchased, and we didn't have a reimbursement resolution on file for that. So that may have to drop off the $115,624. So obviously the payments would be less. And this is as this is proposed with the 5-year, $253,324.47 is the installment payment once a year. And the total amount of interest over the 5 years is $137,280. And we do have a prepayment option that occurs starting in the third year. So they want to get their first couple of years interest in the event that we get through the projects and we have the adequate cash to be able to pay it off. We can always pay it off after the second year.
It's less than they originally quoted us. Interest rates are
skyrocketing.
Yeah. So we initially had a previous one. They got confused and they did just quoted us for the back contract because that was over $500,000. And the interest rates were, I think, 4.25 at that mm-hmm. one. And then when they redid it, dropped a little bit to the 3.95. But yeah, interest rates unfortunately are not on our side right now.
So the reason I wanted to see this basically is what you're saying here in summary is that this is caused by the fact that we don't know how long it's going to take to get reimbursed from the state. That this doesn't, that this isn't a fundamental problem with our cash position. It's just the fact that we don't have enough cash to pay our ongoing bills until they reimburse us. So
it's partly that, and it's partly that the cumulative cash payments for these vehicles that have been in the budget for the last 2 years basically tripled the amount of cash outlay in a single year, because we carried them forward and then carried them forward again. And the fact that we are actually completing some of these internally funded projects, which has not been the case in prior years. It seems like we've deferred them and then they've happened the following year. You know, we've had delays in projects and just a lot going on. So I guess to answer your question, no, I don't think we're going to run out of money without it, but just looking at the cash flow, the fact is that our, for example, our water rates are short of covering the operating expense without even capital improvements. And so I'm just concerned that we're going to be drawing down the fund balance to the point we don't have.
I'm not opposed to the idea of, I mean, I think we don't want to obliterate our cash. I'm just trying to understand what, I guess it's because we've run all these projects or all these purchases and just deferred them from year to year, and then they show up in the next year's budget. I'm trying to separate out the amount of this. It's because we're not getting reimbursed, or we haven't yet and don't know when for sure we'll get reimbursed for stuff that we're going to get reimbursed for. And how much of this is that, how much of it is actually, I don't want to say overspending, but spending money that isn't necessarily been budgeted. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because what I would assume is that we would just do the prepayment option at when we're finally allowed to, and then this debt would go away and we'd be okay. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, is that going to be the case?
No, I think
still going to be short
for the foreseeable. Well, because we didn't, you know, I don't want to go back to the lack of rate increases, but we didn't develop an adequate amount of funding in the rate program.
So this is we are behind on rate increases. And, I'm not. So what we really are doing is paying for this stuff to keep our cash in position. We're also salting away a little bit of money to carry us until we can manage to get through the rate studies and at least to our next water rate increase, because it's been a damn long time since we've had a water rate increase. And price of things have continued to go up while we haven't done that. So some of this is, so we're probably going to take it all the way to the 5-year term and all like it.
I would say so.
Because it's going to probably take at least, you know, a year and a half or 2 years before we can put a water rate in. It's going to take time before any of that money comes in.
Right.
Okay.
I'm glad you're.
Because that's a little bit of what you put in the background.
Is it also partially, did the price of the equipment go up too?
Oh, I'm sure that had something.
They did. I mean, you know, these trucks at the very bottom that we're now purchasing for $47,000 were $10,000 less, you know?
Yeah.
So 25% increase.
Okay, so the bottom line of this is we're not likely to take the prepayment option
buying a, for taking a 5-year loan to beef up our cash position during the during that period of time.
Correct.
Well, we arranged to collect more cash from operations.
So our budgeted amount is about 25% less than what the actual.
No, we've been continuously updating the board on the cost and Louis' report primarily.
Right.
But no, it's not. It's just we've seen an increase in the cost of the vehicles over the last few years. And some of the things that once we've even entered into, we've issued a purchase request for trucks. They come back and either drop us off the list, what they're forcing a rebid on things in many cases because they just don't have the capability to be able to get them at the government rate.
So we aren't using any of our budgeted funds at all?
The budgeted funds will be used to make the first payment on the loan. So in other words, we're you got it back. So instead of pulling $1 million out of our cash between all of our funds, we will be pulling $253,000 out of our cash.
So it's 5 payments?
Yes, 5 annual payments.
Wow, okay. That's a little deserving of what the interest rates are.
Could be anything. This is, good 4% at this point.
Right, so. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great. Yeah, that looks like it. Okay. Do we have to do something here?
Well, this we want to make sure if Nancy's if it's still there, if she has any input, if she didn't do what we said.
No. Yes, I am still here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
And yes, my input is I basically agree with everything that is stated. It just sounds like something we need to do.
Yeah.
So Bob, the recommended action.
Yes, I see it. So I'll move
this to authorize. Information only time.
I'll move to authorize the general manager to procure a loan with Municipal Finance Corporation for the district's vehicle and equipment purchases and to bring back this per the quote in a minute for the 5-year term and to bring back this item for ratification when the loan agreement and resolutions are finalized.
I'll second.
Okay, is there any more discussion? There's nobody on the public still, I'm assuming?
No, there isn't.
Okay. If there's no other.
I'll go ahead and call for the vote, Nancy.
Perfect.
It was moved by Director Swan, seconded by Director Armstrong to authorize the general manager to procure a loan with Municipal Finance Corporation for the district's vehicle and equipment purchases at the 5-year loan quote. And bring back this item for ratification when the loan agreements and resolutions are finalized. I'll now call for the vote. Director Mora?
Aye.
Director Kwiatkowski?
Aye.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Edwards?
Aye.
Director Swan?
Aye.
And the motion carries. All in favor.
And I assume because we have no one on the Zoom platform to submit comments and no one in the room that there are no public comments.
Yeah, she already asked to make
sure. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Okay, so then now we're going to go into closed session. There's nobody there from the public to ask any questions or make any comments prior to going into closed, correct?
I'm going to actually start, pause the recording.
Right.
But yeah, you go into it, and then once you start, I will pause it.
Okay, we will go into closed session at whatever, I don't have a clock in front of me, so whatever time, at 10:25 or 9, whichever you said. Ready? Okay, we have reconvened the meeting. We have nothing to 34. And I think I'm frozen up.
No, we can hear you. We're just kind of
you're good. Meeting reconvened at 11:34.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to report. Say adjourn.
You can adjourn the meeting, Nancy.
Perfect. Okay, so we can adjourn the meeting. it worked really well the first half, and the last half it was so broken up I missed it.